Blog Talk
Radio. Is this
Jackie?
Welcome, everyone. This is Pam Drennan, and this is the Cosmic Contact Show, coming to you from the RBR Network. We're located out of Memphis, Tennessee, and we're so glad to have you joining us this evening for this wonderful cosmic journey. Anyone can access the show by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford Live, or by going to the archives after the show. Just a few minutes after the show, you can go in and listen to it again, and I know you will want to tonight, since we have our special guest, Mahala, on. She's going to be sharing a lot of information, so we got to listen to it 2 or 3 times. Now, if you are not online or you have someone who wants to hear the show, you can call in at 347-838-9142. And if you want to ask a question, you have to use the same number, 347-838-9142. Okay. Now, I want to tell you a little bit about the network, the RBR network, and it is something going on every week here. And be sure and listen in and pull up our network. I'm the first show which comes up on the RBR network. It's on Monday, of course, and at 4:30, that's Pacific Coast Time, 6:30 Central Standard Time. On Tuesday, we have the I Am Well show at 8 p.m., that's Central Standard Time. The Night Search show at 9:30 p.m. On Wednesday, we have the No Show at 7 p.m. And the Laws of Material Wealth, Personal Development Program, that's at 8:30 on Wednesday. Be sure and listen to that one. All of them will be great. We'll have wonderful guests on these shows. On Thursday, we have the Progressive News Weekly at 5:30. And then Friday is the Searchers Roadmap show at 1 p.m. The Dream Vision 7 show is at 3 p.m. And Saturday, we have Soul Town, The Sound of Music. That's out of Memphis. That's at 3 p.m. And Sunday, the Dream Vision 7 show. And that's at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. So be sure and check us out. Always call on me and my show every Monday at 4:30. Okay, well, I want to tell everybody about our awesome guest that we had this evening. And I don't use that word awesome a lot because they've got to be really special. And Mahala really is so special. We're so excited to have her on. She's just going to get us where we're going to know what's going on in the world astrologically, and what we can do about it, and how we can get through these wild times and these crazy rides that we feel like a roller coaster that we might be on someday. But Mahala is going to share some good information tonight. She's going to talk to us about the full moon and the summer solstice that is coming up, and it's already here, 2 days, and what it means. Also, she's going to share with us why we've been feeling out of sorts. It could possibly be that we are magnetically out of balance. So she's going to share that too. And, oh, she said she has lots of stuff that she's going to be putting out there for us this evening to think about and to ponder on. And Mahala is wonderful. I've been having her on my show for 4 years now. She was one of my first guests, and, you know, I would have her on at least once a month. If I can get her, I do my best there. But anyway, to reach Mahala, you can go to her website after the show at www.mahalasastrology.com. And that Mahala's Astrology is M-A-H-A-L-A-S-A-S-T-R-O-L-O-G-Y. And then if you want to go to her email address, it's planetalert@hotmail.com. Okay, everybody, let's bring Mahala in and see what she's got to share with us this evening. Hi, Mahala.
Hi, Pam. It's nice to be here on such
happy.
A powerful day of the full moon and the solstice.
Okay, me too. Tell us what's going on here.
Okay, so the full moon was this morning at 4:04 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. And at that time, there was like a mutable cross in the heavens, and that's the goddess cross. There's three different crosses in the astrology chart, and the goddess cross is Virgo, Pisces, Sag, and Gemini. And then the fixed signs are the sun cross, and that's Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, Aquarius. And then the cardinal cross is the male one, which is Capricorn, Aries, Cancer, and Libra. And so today there's an almost perfect goddess cross in the heavens. Mercury's on 11 Gemini, Saturn's on 11 Sag, Neptune's on 12 Pisces, and Jupiter's on 15 Virgo. And so this is, right before we started, we were talking about it seems like Mercury's retrograde all the time these days. Well, I felt like it's been retrograde for the past year or so. But one of the reasons, and especially like the last couple of weeks, Saturn has been square Neptune. And Neptune is, well, that's also the goddess planet, but it's a spaced out planet. And it rules Pisces. And a lot of people, if you know Pisces people, lots of times they can get really spaced out, you know. And then things get mixed up and you arrange the wrong time to meet someone, you know, or something like that. And so that's been going on for the last couple of weeks. And so that kind of activates the energy that's been going on, you know, kind of chaotic like. But aside with of that, there was like on May 21st, and this really hit me, and I don't know if other people have been feeling it so strong, but at the last full moon, the sun was conjunct Alcyon, and when that happened, we opened up to the 7D energy, which is where the photon belt is. Alcyon, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Okay, because I heard some sound like interference on it.
I'm hearing a little bit of feedback too, Mahala.
Uh-huh.
I'm hearing a little bit of feedback too. Go ahead.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, and so when the sun was conjunct Alcyon on the day before the full moon, it activated the Alcyon energy, and that put us, because Alcyon is in the photon belt all of the time, you know, it brought in a 7D energy, because the photon belt is 7D energy. And so we've been changing, you know, and we've been progressing through the different dimensions or densities. And so, like, I know that last September we entered into 6D, because from September for several months I felt I had all kinds of miracles in my life. And 6D is a dimension of miracles. Well, now that we're in the 7D and the photon belt, and the photon belt affects the magnetic field, which affects our brains, and it's also the dimension of sound. And so with this affecting the magnetic field, it has thrown off the earth off. The earth is wobbling. It's wobbling a whole lot. The magnetic field has been totally scrambled. And like one of these, from the space weather, you know, it says that the earth passed through, this is on May 21st, the earth passed through a region of interplanetary space filled with negative polarity magnetic fields. Such fields open a crack in earth's magnetosphere, allowing solar wind to pour in and fuel magnetic storms. the storms have been going on off and on since then, you know, and we haven't even had hardly any solar flares, but we've had solar wind, and we've had the energy from the photon belt, and the photon belt can act like Mercury retrograde also, because it affects high technology, you know, and like one day I was sitting at my computer and it just went off, you know, just I thought, oh my God, my computer's crashed. And this was about a week ago. But then I noticed that the stuff on the same circuit with it was still on. And so I couldn't figure out what caused my computer to go off like that. And so then my husband went down and turned on the circuit breaker. He said it wasn't off, but he moved it around anywhere. And my computer came back on, and I thought, oh, this is really weird. You know, why was it just the computer and not the other things on the same circuit? And so anyways, I was just telling you that because that's kind of like an example of what can happen with being in the photon belt, where it affects high technology and computers and cell phones and all that kind of stuff. And can make them a little scrambled at different times. And so during the same time period, and I don't know if anyone else has had the same thing, but I've been dizzy since May 21st, just at night, thank goodness. And it's because of the magnetic field going kind of a little wacko. And the Earth being off balance. And so we're all connected to the magnetic field. And if you're an empath, you know, like I am, you feel things more strongly. And so I've been feeling that energy of the Earth being off balance. And so then I experience the off balance, too, in my brain. And I'm hoping it will go away with this full moon. At least that's my hope. Or in the solstice too, because the energy, there's a big change in energy, you know, like right now. But anyways, it's been extremely difficult for me to integrate this 7D energy. And there's been all kinds of physical symptoms that go along with it. Like my head's felt like it's going to explode. And it affects my eyes, my third eye, the forehead. And then also being tired. And so, you know, I don't know if others have been experiencing this, but, and nausea too, especially the last week. It's been, in the daytime it's been nausea, and at night it's been dizziness. And so I know other people have been experiencing the nausea too. And so it's time to integrate that 7D energy so we can get on with life. And so I'm hoping that this will be the turning point of, you know, from the May to the June full moon of the integration period, so we can get on with the next level, which will be moving up to 8D. And there's the Lion's Gate that opens up on August 8th. Now, this happens every year. But the 8-8, you know, like the 8 is a double circle. And so... and it activates like the Sphinx and the pyramids and, you know, the sacred sites. And then also the photon belt has been activating all of the sacred sites too, which has put more energy into, you know, into the earth. And because it's sound, and like they built the pyramids with sound, you know, they use their sound technology and all of the other things, you know, moved all the big rocks and everything with sound technology. So now we have this sound technology available to us. And of course, sound has always been here, but it's really interesting because right after the May 22nd full moon, I got several emails saying that we were now activating the sound vibration. And so we're all on the same track, you know. So I think it's really interesting when those things happen. But I didn't realize how much the magnetic field would be affected by it. And, of course, this has brought all of the different things that are happening on Earth, the volcanoes, all of the storms. Oh, my God, there's been massive storms. And just like how astrology works, like today's the solstice. It's 29 Scorpio, Sagittarius. I'm not Scorpio. Gemini, Sagittarius. And it's right on the first degree, and the solstice is zero Cancer. And so that particular degree runs right down the Mississippi River. And so I looked up on the internet, and there had been massive thunderstorms in that whole area over the weekend, and are supposed to continue through this week and then encompass the East Coast too. And so I thought, well, that's right on. That's where the full moon and the solstice energy comes. And so there'll probably be some major storms too, because the moon's in Capricorn right now. It just moved in there. And so then Capricorn, you know, rules the East Coast. And so there'll be all the thunderstorms and there's been hail and all kinds of things. And then the opposite point of that is China. Well, China's in, on my map, is under partly it's Sagittarius, but most part is Capricorn. But there's been massive flooding in southern and central China. And so that will continue on in that time, too, because the planets will be there. And then, of course, there's other areas of the world that are activated, too. But another thing that interests me, I talked in my last Planet Lurk about the theory of the Earth, how the Earth is splitting, the actual energy from the Earth is splitting. And there's several scientists at Harvard that got together, and they've been studying this theory that there was a planet that crashed into Earth a long time ago, and it was on a higher frequency, and now that the Earth is separating and the energy is starting to come out, and this will actually, what they're saying, this will actually be the new Earth, which will form a ball that we'll be living on the new Earth. And you can watch it happen because of all the volcanoes that are erupting. I mean, like a huge lake in South America just disappeared. There have been sinkholes that have formed all over the world, and there's been people hearing trumpets and explosions, you know, all over the world. And then there was just a huge sinkhole that just opened up in Alberta, Canada, right in the major city. This was like 1 or 2 weeks ago. And so this is separating, you know, so that this energy can come out. And then there's the expanding Earth theory, which would go along with that, because the expanding Earth makes the Earth separate too, and then this allows the new Earth energy to come out. So we can vibrate to it when we get here to 9D. And I remember I was going to channel classes. Oh, this was many years ago, and they talked about there, like if you're on 3D, you can tap into the energy of fourth and fifth dimension, you know, two dimensions above where you are. And so I thought, well, wow, that's really interesting. But then there's a turnoff point when we're actually on 5D, which we are right now. You know, we're in 5D energy. Then we can tune into 6 and 7. And actually, we can go all the way up to the top of the densities, because there's 5 is a division, you know, like in the middle of 1 and 9, 5 is a dividing point. And so we can access all 9 dimensions. Well, actually, there's more than that, but the 9 dimensions that our solar system manifests to. And just the other day, I got this book. I found this book at the bookstore. I love going to a used bookstore. And it's The Alchemy of the 9 Dimensions by Barbara Handclaw. And it's a fascinating book. And so I went in there to see what she said about the 7D, you know, and how she talks about how it sound and everything like that, you know. And so then when we go into 8D, 8D is the mind. It's like cosmic consciousness. And then 9D is Christ consciousness. And so if we can focus on going into activating the Lion's Gate on 888 and open up 8D energy, then on 999 will come the birth, which is September 9th, 2016, 999, completion of the 9 year. And also 927, or 9, let's say 18 and 927 would also add up to 999. And so September would be the completion year and the entry into cosmic consciousness. And then there's Jupiter is in Virgo. Virgo's the goddess, and Jupiter is the planet of birth. And so in the 12th chapter of Revelations, it talks about the woman with the crown of 12 stars, and the woman is getting ready to give birth. And so now, on, get this, 999, Jupiter moves out of Virgo into Libra, the ending of the birth cycle and going on into the balance or unity conscience of the sign of Libra. And so it took actually like 13 months for Jupiter to go through Virgo, which is a long birth, because Jupiter went into Virgo in Leo of last year. And so now it goes into Libra on 999. So that is going to be really, really, really interesting to watch as that transpires. And any questions?
Yes, I have about 100 of them. Mahalo, okay, let's go back to photons. I know, how long will we be in this photon belt? How long does that last?
2,000 years. It's like the solar system goes around Alcyon, takes 26,000 years to go around that. And so with every 13,000 years, actually, it's in the photon belt for 2,000 years. And then, so now we've just entered into the photon belt. We actually entered into the photon belt in 2012, and now we've opened up to it more, you know, because as you get farther into the photon belt, then it gets stronger and stronger. And so I printed off, I got this email by Solera on Ra, and so I printed off this part because she describes it better than I could ever describe it. And so she said, in your solar system, 26,000 year rotation, we go around the star, the sun Alcyon, which is the central sun of the Pleiades, and your own sun is magnetically entwined in a lover's dance with Alcyon, because we're part of the Pleiadian system, Earth is. In this dance, you move every 13,000 years into Alcyon's toroidal energy field. This field consists of photonic light. An immersion into a photonic field cannot fail to produce changes in a planet and all consciousness, all conscious creatures who exist there. The immersion of your entire solar system into the Pleiadian photon band in 2012 heralded the beginning of a new period of Earth's history, an entry into a 2,000-year age of light on your planet. And let me explain this a little bit. We started into, there's a transition period as we move into crossing the galactic center, which we did on December 21st of 2012, and everyone said, oh, nothing happened, came to 2012 and nothing happened. Well, there was a whole lot that happened, because as we crossed the galactic plane, we entered into a high frequency, extremely high frequency area. And that was the beginning of the photon belt. And the farther we get into that plane of existence, the higher the energy gets. And so now we're 4 years into crossing the galactic plane. And so we're in really, really high energy. And then, so she goes on to say, and right after we crossed the galactic plane, there was a huge bubble of energy. It was like a figure eight And I don't know how many people remember that. It was a beautiful, beautiful bubble right on the galactic plane. And on January 2nd of 2013, that bubble burst. And so where did all that energy go? Could that be part of the energy that's been hitting the Earth plane and making people on it go crazy and pushing us into the higher consciousness? So anyways, Solera goes on to say, quantum physicists are opening your eyes to the connection between light, photons, energy, and your levels of consciousness. Light is known to be pure intelligence, the intelligence of Source, which is 8D, is downloaded into your reality first through the great central sun of your galaxy, which is the galactic center, then through the Pleiadian sun Alcyon, then through your own sun, and finally it reaches Earth. And you who are energetically blueprinted to receive higher dimensional light transmissions, and if and when you are prepared to let go of your fear and open to love. So that's how it goes. It comes from the galactic center to the central Alcyon, and then it comes to Earth. And so that's where it is, because the solstice is lined up exactly with the galactic center. So as we speak right now, and the solstice was just like about an hour ago. And so we're picking up that energy right now. So the energy has been coming in for the last hour and a half from the galactic center. It's going to Alcyon, and then it's hitting Earth. And this is like an instant manifestation. And so know that it's through three suns, which act as interdimensional portals, that the pure light intelligence of Source reaches you, and the light encodements from the center of the galaxy toroidal field are entrapped by the toroidal field, which is the photon belt of Alcyon, and entrapped through the electromagnetic connection between Alcyon and our sun, and then are accessible to Earth. And so just think about that happening right now as we're talking. These three suns send us the energy in order to see the light, love and light of Source. And the Pleiadian time capsules are opening. And this is what I was talking about in the May full moon. And we're experiencing infinite streams of new information with a crystalline grid entirely disabling the old energies. We are experiencing something grand right now. New instructions for the new human, the new civilization, new technologies held as instruments within our magnetic grid are waiting for sensitive human beings to pick up this energy, just like you pick cherries on a tree. Beautiful surprises will be coming from all over the galaxy. Now, there isn't anything that we can't do since we've passed the precession of the equinox and entered the photon belt, which first happened in 2012, and now it was highly activated in May of last year, and then right now as we speak. The light is intensifying and amplifying all good intentions, thus disabling the old energies. We are entering higher and higher dimensions of light. And so that's where we are, right, as we speak. And so I know my head feels like it's right now, it feels like it's about to explode, because I'm feeling that energy coming in from the galactic center through Alcyon, through our sun.
Yes, I just looked in the chat room, and someone was complaining that their head felt really full, like it was going to burst with that energy.
Oh, that's why my
I want to ask one more question now, taking
sure.
a little bit different direction. So the things that are happening with the earthquakes or the the planetary things that are going on. Is this global warming, or is it coming from these planets?
Oh, no. It has nothing to do. It has nothing to do with global warming. In the first place, we've had Planet X that's been coming in. You know, so a lot of people say, oh, that's a hoax, but you can see pictures of it on the Internet. And I saw recent pictures just taken a couple of days ago. And now they're kind of changing their tune and saying, okay, Planet X does actually exist. And if you see a red ball in the sky, that's Planet X. And so we should be, it's at its closest fringe to Earth right now. And so then it will move out, and it's been causing Earth changes through our whole galaxy. And this is, it started coming in, and way back in the 1980s, I first heard about it. And the scientist actually said that there was, they call it Nemesis. And Nemesis is a sun, double sun of our sun. And in Nostradamus' predictions, you know, he says that at the end there'll be two suns in the sky. And so the scientists had discovered it. Well, they've known Nemesis. Nemesis comes around, there's quite a distance between it. And I don't remember the thousands of years between its appearance. And so they said at that time, and that was way back in 1962, they said that they had saw Nemesis. You know, they had figured it out mathematically that through the way that the planets do, that Nemesis was on its way. And then in 1980, they sent out a heat-seeking source, you know, and they discovered that there was a planet on its way in at that time. And they called it Planet X, but the astronomers call it Nemesis. And so then they said that Nemesis, the astronomers that were working on this said that Nemesis would be here by 2012. And so then a little while later, I read another article, and they said that they had recalculated their calculations, and they said it would be here in 2020. Well, we're in 2016 now, so we're in the, you know, point where Nemesis is really close. And so if they're right, we should be able to see this red ball in the sky pretty soon. Well, as it was coming through the heavens, Neptune had a pole shift, Uranus had a pole shift, Jupiter had, well, it had all kinds of asteroids going into it in 1994. Saturn had some of its rings disappear, and there were huge storms on Saturn. And Saturn is the Uranus, Pluto, Uranus, and Neptune are the planets that are out in the outer solar system. And then Saturn is the last planet before we come down into our local planets, which are Venus, Jupiter, Venus, Mars, the Earth, you know. And so, and Mars is, there was an asteroid that went into Jupiter, I mean, not Jupiter, Mars. Oh, this is 2 or 3 years ago, and it caused a huge explosion, and I saw that on YouTube. It was amazing when that happened. And so all of the planets except Earth has gone through their major change. And so we started going through our major change. Actually, it was in 2004, December of 2004, when the tsunami hit in Southeast Asia. And so then the Earth changes have been amazing since then. And then in 2010, we had the tsunami in Japan, which was amazing, too. And then all of the flooding, as the planets came in, it came in from the southern hemisphere. Australia had major flooding. There was major flooding and tsunami in Sumatra. And then it's gone up to where the major flooding has gone up higher. And right now, as we speak, there's major flooding in China. There has been major flooding in Germany and France in the past month, major flooding in India, Pakistan, everywhere there's been major flooding. And so the Earth changes are continuing, and they will continue until the Earth totally splits and we get on the new Earth. You know, and how this exactly happens, I don't know. But I think that that is real soon on the agenda. And if it's in September, which a lot of people are saying, which I've kind of felt it was major in the September, and then I got this Another email that I printed off said, the great keepers of time that stand beside the prime archangels have spoken and said, the time is at hand, and the kingdom of heaven will be seen on earth. We can tell you that once we are inside the 5D vibration completely in late 2016, September, October, the earth will start transforming into a physical paradise.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's
and so it's a matter of frequency. You know, we get higher, the lower frequencies cease to exist. I mean, we haven't seen the actual 3D physical reality of it since 1987 because we jumped a timeline into 4D and at the harmonic convergence of 1987. And I know that personally that happened beyond a shadow of a doubt. And a lot of people haven't said it, but there are others who have, and I know that the channel Cryon, you know, they said the same thing, that the Earth changed in 1987, you know, and I know that. And so now if we actually jump into 9D in September, 999, that would be so awesome. You know, then we would really be. And you can tell because there's so many weird things that are happening. And the higher the frequency goes, the weirder things happen on Earth. You know, and people have been going crazy. And the reason that people have been going crazy, it's happened a big time since Uranus went into Aries because Aries rules the brain. And the brain is what the energy hits our brain. And then the people who cannot handle it, who are in a lower frequency and just can't handle the higher energy, they go crazy and they do crazy things, you know, like shooting other people. And once we get up into the higher thing, you know, up into manifesting 90, I think that all those shootings and everything will stop because that's a manifestation of the lower ones not being able to handle the high frequency. And so, I mean, you know, and the election has been, I mean, it's just been like a real drama to watch. It's been really interesting for me to watch, you know. And if all these things happen, you know, what happens if we start manifesting 9D in September or October? I mean, where's election going to be? I mean, that reality won't even be visible to us unless we're still vibrating to 5D, you know, which is a possibility. And so I won't even go into the election because I'm not sure it will happen because of the frequency change that's coming up between now and then. But if it still manifests in our reality, you know, I'll start thinking about it after September and see where we are in the energy. And also, the 13th gate has opened. And you know, like the 13th frequency, you know, that's like the Mayan calendar. You know, there was the 9 and the 13. And that's another thing, because the Mayan calendar, there's like time bandits, so the dark ones who, they actually stole time thousands of years ago, and they put the Earth on the 1260 timeline, which was 3D. And they stole, and because the Mayan calendar was originally on the 1320. And so now the 1320 is coming back big time. And that was, according to this other book that I have, that the secret knowledge of the Mayans that was kept until 2012 is now being released. And that's a time period between 2012 and 2021. And it started in 1991, on July 11th, 1991, when we first entered into the goddess energy, because the number 13th is the goddess energy. And so that's where we are right now. And so the 13th gate, the God particle, and the connection to the 13th cranial nerve have happened, you know, and this started last September, and then it's been increasing, and that is the number 8. And so I think that this, the opening of the 13th cranial nerve, which is the gateway to the gods, I think will happen on the 888. And then there's another thing I forgot to mention, and this was like on April 13th that the earth, the light from the earth, started coming out of the core of the earth. And so now the earth has lit up, you know, and it's just as we more people that turn in to the core of the earth, which is just like tuning into our heart chakra and accepting the light, will become great beings of light. And that's the frequency of the 13th and the Mayan. And so, and like today, we're on the dream spell Mayan, dream spell date of the blue night, which rules abundance. And so, you know, every now and then we come in that gate and think, okay, time for abundance for everyone. And so that's a possibility. And then it's also on the gate of going deep within. And so until August 3rd, a lot of people will still be looking within to release the old, because that's Mars will be in Scorpio till then, you know, and then Mars goes into Sagittarius, and then it's, boy, full speed ahead. So, I mean, it's probably will change and go full speed with the solstice in some areas, but with the total thing, we need Mars and Sag, you know, to go full speed, because then Mars and Saturn will both be in Sag, and that's a fire sign, and Sagittarius rules a higher consciousness, one of the things, but, and so we have some really, really, interesting energy to look forward to as this increases. And I hope like for myself, I thought, man, I want to get out of the feeling it's so strong with my body, you know, because there's so many empaths that, you know, especially earth signs that feel with their body every light activation that comes in one way or another. And then it's kind of hard to you know, live on the earth plane when you're trying to secure the light energy coming in, you know, and then having it go through your physical body and into the earth and causing, you know, the earth, well, then that's causing the earth light coming in is also causing the earth changes along with the planet Nemesis that's hooked onto our core of our magnetic field. You know, we're making it go a little wacky right now. And so any more questions?
Well, yes. I do have lots of questions. I'm sorry, I was had my phone on speaker so I can relax and listen to what you say. Okay. Well, yes, I do have questions. Now, let's go back and talk about Saturn in Sag. Is it, that's where it's at right now, isn't that? That's in for 2 years, right?
Yes. It's been okay. There for what, about 9 months or maybe even close to a year. Yeah.
So
and that
affects,
yes, okay,
people.
Yes.
That there are, that it affects Sagittarians, and
uh-huh.
I know that my both my son and his wife are Sag, and she just, about a month ago, fell and broke her foot. It was just totally accident.
Oh, no.
It was just one of those bizarre things, you know. It was just,
okay, well, that's
that
interesting, because Neptune, yeah. Okay, Neptune makes you off balance. Neptune has been squaring Saturn and Sag for the last couple of weeks, you know.
Yeah.
And so her being a Sag and Pisces rules feet.
Right. Really? There you go.
Yes. Yeah,
well,
there you
that's
go.
Exactly, because it just blew her away. But it, you know, she's doing great. She got healed, getting better.
But
I wanted to make a comment about how that. Okay, so now it's going to be Saturn is going to be in Sag, and then we're going to have Mars in Sag. When Mars is in Sag,
but that's not until.
Is that worrying? That's not till when.
Well, right now, it's over the Middle East. It causes violence, you know, Mars and Scorpio, it's exactly over the Middle East, where there's always violence going on, you know, and there's been a lot going on there, you know, since Mars went back into Scorpio, which was, you know, a couple of weeks ago. And then, of course, we had the thing in Florida, which is horrible. Anyways, it activates the Mars energy in Scorpio is extremely strong. And so Jupiter rules Sagittarius. And Jupiter is considered a benevolent planet. And it rules higher education. So the things that Saturn rules, some of the things that Saturn rules, it's first off, it rules mountains. So, and Scorpio rules volcanoes, and so there's been the combinations of lots of mountains going on. Sagittarius is a fire sign, and so there's like the actual energy, light energy coming in is fire and water. And we can't really see it, but that's the manifestation of it. And fire, fire is love energy. You know, and the love energy within our heart, and the final initiation to pass is the love energy. And this is we're in a 9 year. Nine rules the number love, because you add up the number love, it adds up to nine. And so Sagittarius, the vibration of Sagittarius, it's a ninth sign of the zodiac, and it's a fire energy, and it vibrates to love. It vibrates to higher consciousness. It vibrates to teachers, lawyers, the courts of law. I'm kind of drawing a blank here. But anyways, it's all in the higher consciousness realm. And then the medium consciousness realm, too, when it vibrates to the courts of law and the lawyers and stuff. And so that's all going to be changing, too, going into a higher frequency. And I know they have, you know, the whole group of rebels on the planet have set up a whole court system of military law. That's what we've been under. And then it's constitution law. So they've set up a whole system of constitution law courts across the United States, which will probably be activated, and then the military courts will go down, but it's not quite time yet. And so after Mars gets out of Scorpio, you know, August 3rd, moves into Sagittarius, stays there for a couple months. I think it's just a couple months. I'll have to check that out. Then we'll have both Mars and Saturn activating the Sagittarius energy, which hopefully people will tune into the high frequency of that. And then Mars into a Sagittarius right before the Lion Gate opens, you know, the 888, a mind, cosmic mind. Bring in that energy. And that's the energy that has everything, you know, because cosmic mind is all that there is. And we're all connected to cosmic mind, you know, and that's where the creator gods, you know, created us from, was the cosmic mind. They thought, okay, let's go create some people, you know. And that's where the inventions and like, that's why two people will think of the same invention at the same time, because they've tuned into cosmic mind and both of them saw the same thing. And then they brought it down to the lower dimension so that they can work with that on the earth plane. And so the earth changes will continue. You know, and there'll be a lot of earth changes, and Pluto too, because Pluto's a transformer, and Pluto will be in Capricorn till I think it's 2017, and hopefully we're in the higher frequency by then. And so Pluto's a transformer, and so you can tell so many earth changes that has happened on the East Coast is because Pluto has been there. And so, and then China is the opposite point of the Pluto energy, and they've been going through all kinds of transformation too. And so probably the earth changes on the lower level will continue until 2020. That's only 4 years away. But if we can jump into the higher frequency, because as the 19th and 20th chapter of Revelation is a controller's going down, which is happening right now. You know, all of the scandals, all of the dark side stuff that is happening, all of the shootings, all of that garbage is manifested with that chapter. And 20th and 21st is the new heaven and the new earth. So we are so close to it. So whether it happens right now in 2016, which I think that some are going to start experiencing at that time, or if it happens in 2020 with the ending of the Pluto transit, one way or another, we're moving into the new earth here very fast. And
well,
I think
that
that's really
wonderful.
Exciting.
Yes, it is. Yes. It's just like we're just birthing this big baby, and we're all in labor here.
Yes, yes, we are. And I had got another channeling that I printed out was, and this is, let's see, the codes of ascension, love has won. You know, and this came out, on May 20th, you know, at the full moon of May. And this was by, I forget, somebody who channels the codes of ascension and unity consciousness, love has won. If you type that in, I'm sure that you could get, oh, it's by Ray Chandran, Chandran. And it says, okay, it talks, this is a short message. We bring forth some new ideas about DNA and how to use sound to activate your DNA. Also, your energetic body, which extends all the way to the 12th dimension. At the present time, on this planet, very little is known about the DNA in the energetic body, but that is where most of the unknown DNA of human lies. You know, because like they say, have two strands of DNA, and then some have gone into the three strands, and then the 12 strands. A lot of people have been activated for 12 strands, and like the 10% of the DNA of our brain that we used was the two strands, and then the rest of the 90% is connected with the other strands of DNA. And so right now, with this activation in May, it's activating our DNA, and it's expanding our energy field, and along with the earth is expanding, we're expanding. Our energy field is expanding, and this is where we connect to the basic core of ourselves, you know, which is the inside of our heart, to think with your heart. And it is to be in harmony with all of creation and to be one with the creative process of the universe. And this is the very essence of the Adam Code that you all carry within yourselves, and where you expand your energy and connect with this energy field and naturally return to this state of consciousness. The Adam Code consciousness is located in the 33rd chakra, which is far above your head, and is directly related to the 7th level of dimensional consciousness. So when you activate the 7-level consciousness, you will live in true unity and unity consciousness. And so this consciousness is now open to us as of May 21st. And then it's being opening even stronger as with the solstice, because the solstice connects with the galactic center. The first step is more difficult. I can attest to that, being I've been dizzy since May 21st. And you are in challenge to embrace unity consciousness, and you know, and then to use sound. Study the sound frequencies and use the sounds to activate your DNA into the higher consciousness. You know. And so, to experience unity consciousness, you need to develop non-linear thinking and to think through your body and heart instead of through your mind. When you fully accept the higher attributes of emotions, such as love, grace, understanding, acceptance, and gratitude, you naturally awaken the next level of consciousness. And, of course, to do that, You have to release any fear that may still remain in your body, because you can't access this kind of consciousness if you're still vibrating to fear. And so that's why so many people are giving the chance, you know, right now to let go of all their fear. And this is, I've heard that this is also the opening today, is the opening, the awakening of the consciousness to the people who are not awakened yet. And I think that that is wonderful. And then if you use sound to activate your DNA and heal your bodies, one way you can activate your DNA is focus on the soles of your feet and envision a pyramid coming up from beneath them, you know, and then go to the top of the pyramid, you know, and then chant these different things, which I can't pronounce them, so I can't give them right now. But if you connect, like, from the core of the earth, connect yourself to the light that's now manifesting from the core of the earth, and expand this energy in through your body, and then take it up through the higher energy, you know, higher dimensions, so that other people can do that too. Because someone has to break the cord, you know, so other people can follow through. And that's why there had to be so many light workers here, so we could break through and move into the higher consciousness. And so my voice is kind of breaking. I think I've talked to you, man, I've talked for a whole hour, almost nonstop.
Well, we needed to hear everything you shared today. What an amazing interview. And I've loved everything you shared. So you say with sound that we can work with our DNA.
That what you disappeared, Pam.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, you disappeared. I couldn't hear you there for a minute. I can hear you now. So, okay, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I hear you fine. Well, you know what? We're just both so electric together. Things like that happen. Now, I wanted to ask again about the DNA. And you said we can activate it with sound. What kind of sound? Is it singing?
Well, I'm sure that there'll be a lot of information on the internet, being so many people have picked up to the 7D opening in May, you know, and connecting it with sound. And so I don't know exactly for myself, I mean, for what particular sounds are with 7D, but I'm sure if people just put sound and 7D into Google, you know, there'll be different articles that will come out, because I'm sure that there'll be a lot of people writing articles about this, because they're all picking up that we're activated and 7D energy has been activated now.
Right. Well, this is exciting. Okay. Well, I think that you've given us some tools and you've given us some great information today. You know, we have somebody that did have a question. Everybody's really just listening to you today. Let me see. You want to talk to one person, Donna from California?
I'm sure.
Okay.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Donna.
That's very interesting.
Excuse me just a minute. The sound went down again, so I couldn't hear what you said.
Oh, that's very interesting about the 7D. I'm going to Google that to listen to that. I believe that, too. Yeah, with the...
Yeah, because that's where the photon belt and photon is 7D energy. And that's what we're in right now, all that high energy coming in and knocking out so many people with with physical symptoms.
Oh, wow. When you say physical symptoms, what do you mean by that?
Oh, I mean like being dizzy, like heart palpitations, like your head hurting, your eyes hurting, the blurred vision, and with the pineal and the pituitary and the triangle and their head being activated right now, that's our sacred triangle in our head, you know, and this is being activated like right now as we speak, from all the energy coming in with the full moon and the solstice.
I've been meditating. Oh, go on. What?
Oh, you go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, I've been meditating now for like a month for 45 minutes every day. And the other day, you know, I follow my breath, and then thoughts will come up and I let them go and I go back to the breath. And one thought came in and it just filled every cell of my body with joy. And it said that a miracle's coming or something like that. And I thought, oh, my gosh, where did that thought come from? You know what I mean?
Oh, yes, I got chills with that because, see the 60 is a miracle, and I've had all kinds of miracles the past year. And so the 60 energy will still be here. So we'll be going through these miracles as we open up to the 7th and the 8th and the 9th D.
Oh, very good. Can you tell from my birth date if things will be getting better financially for me? Because I kind of had a bad year.
Uh-huh. Well, I think a lot of people did, and the finances, it's been in the pits, actually. But with the Mayan glyph today being on the degree of abundance, you know, with this energy coming in, I'm hoping that this will be the turning point that will change it from lack to abundance, you know, because you're not the only one. There's been all kinds.
No.
And then we have to, you know, focus on the abundance too. So, and this, I think it's coming in here real soon, you know.
Oh,
but we had to have, you know, like the controllers, all the controllers, the banking controllers, you know. I mean, all that has had to change. And so it's been a huge job, you know, mm-hmm. for the ones who are working behind the scene to change the banking system. And so, you know, the timing hasn't been quite right. And so now I think the timing is moving into being right for abundance.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. That was interesting. Okay, so I'll look forward to better times coming in then, because even with that miracle.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, and like what this one email had said, that I look for very special things happening, which means magic and miracles, and maybe being able to create things out of the thin air. Who knows?
Mm. Yeah, I have been lucky in the past. Like I won a car, and I won about 3 trips abroad.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it's pretty good. Yes, I hope to get that energy back again. Okay.
Yes, right. Yes. Just tune into the energy of love and light.
Love and light.
Live without pyramid
thing said.
Right. Yes.
Your feet. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right. And no fear. Just love and light.
Yeah. I
don't
like
feed the fear.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, thank you for calling, Donna.
Thank you. Thank you, Pam. Appreciate it.
We'll be calling in. We're at the end of the show, and we're going to give Mahala a break. We just want to thank you so
right,
much for being
my
on
throat,
our show.
My voice has just suddenly left. I can hardly talk.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Both to share that great message. That was a lot of wonderful information, and we truly appreciate it. You're so valuable.
Thank
you, Pam. Yes. And so, everyone, we hope you have a great evening. Have a great week. We'll tune in next Monday. I'm sure I'll have somebody wonderful and fascinating. Not Mahala, but there's no one like her. Thank you again. Annie, did you want to say good evening?
Yes, and what great information, Mahala. I'm actually going to have to go back
you.
In and listen to it again, which I want to tell everyone. You can go back in shortly after the show, www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford, R-E-N-F-O-R-D, and scroll down to the archives, and you'll hear Pam's show today. So thank you so much. And thank you, Pam, for every week always having awesome people on our show.
Yes, thank you, Pam. And you too,
thank you.
For all you guys do. I mean, it's a lot of work to have a radio program every week. Awful lot of work.
Yes. For 5 years.
So we all appreciate that. Yes.
We try to make it look like it's easy, and we do. But Mahala, do you have anything that you want to say in closing, or have you said it all?
I think I probably said it all, but just let's just plan on living in magic and miracles from this day forward.
Magic and miracles. I'm writing that down.
I have a little sign on my desk that says something magical is going to happen today, so let's make it happen.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Very
we love you.
Same here.
You.
Yeah. And talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.